Well, 3 or 4 months went along, and it was well into the winter now. I had been to school almost all the time and could spell and read and write just a little. And could say the multiplication table, up to 6 times 7 is 35. And I don't reckon I could ever get any further than that if I was to live forever. At first, I hated the school. But by and by, I got so I could stand it. Whenever I got uncommon tired, I played hooky. And the hiding I got next day done me good and cheered me up. So, the longer I went to school, the easier it got to be. I was getting sort of used to the widow's ways too, and they weren't so raspy on me. Living in a house and sleeping in a bed pulled on me pretty tight mostly. But before the cold weather, I used to slide out and sleep in the woods sometimes. And so that was a rest to me. I liked the old ways best, but I was getting so I liked the new ones too, a little bit. The widow said I was coming along slow but sure, and doing very satisfactory. She said she wasn't ashamed of me. One morning I happened to turn over the salt cellar at breakfast. I reached for some of it as quick as I could to throw over my left shoulder and keep off the bad luck. But Miss Watson was in ahead of me and crossed me off. She says, "Take your hands away, Huckleberry! What a mess you are always making!" The widow put in a good word for me, but that wasn't going to keep off the bad luck. I knew that well enough. I started out after breakfast, feeling worried and shaky, and wondering where it was going to fall on me, and what it was going to be. There are ways to keep off some kinds of bad luck, but this wasn't one of them. So I never tried to do anything, but just poked along, low-spirited and on the watch out.